Friends of Freeland Foundation from Green Lake. They're requesting $6,000. Carmelo, you're the first reviewer.
Great. So this is an interesting project started by someone who moved from Ann Arbor to Green Lake. I don't know how many of you have been in Green Lake. It's a... Yeah, so that'll be awesome. This is important because it's about 25 minute drive from Fond du Lac. Many of us have drive through Fond du Lac. I used to live in Fond du Lac. But Green Lake, you really have to go off the highway and drive 25 to 30 minutes to get there. It's a very small community that all the activities of the community revolve around the lake. So people love their lake for fishing, and it's also one of the attractions to the area. So Green Lake is one of those, like many of those small towns in Wisconsin, where regardless of politics, you know, the topic of preserving natural resources is key. So can you find a
Fond du Lac here? Fond du Lac?
Yeah, so you've been in the nature maybe somewhere like here.
Yep.
Okay, right there. So they have the big lake, you know. So this film festival has been going on for 2 years, I think, and this is Film Festival, the future short and long movies related, topics related to the environmental issues and all kinds of ecological topics. And according to the evaluations that they've done from previous years, the reception from the community has been very positive. So they are, yeah, I'm not mistaken, right? It's third year this year, right? So they want to move ahead and do another one, and
Second year,
right? So, great. So, I'm just trying to access my comments here. So, they want the arts board to help fund this project. I think they have secured all the fundings. One of the things that I thought is that provides strength to the project is that they realize that those movies, those documentaries can spark difficult conversations, you know, the issues related to climate change, things like that can be, you know, divisive topics. So they have envisioned the possibility to bring facilitators to guide the conversations so people can have constructive conversations about these topics. So I thought that was important. I think that's one of the strengths in terms of the educational component of these. These films come all over the place. They're not, many of those are not produced in Wisconsin. So what's kind of concerning is this is, you know, something that we take into consideration. But anyhow, they have a good plan for evaluating. Evaluating reception to films is kind of challenging. So I don't know how they're going to pull it off. You know, once the lights out, you know, lights are on, people disperse, and survey monkeys sometimes don't work to get, you know, people after the events. But that's about it.
Okay, Brittany.
Yeah, I think a film festival of this nature in small communities can do wonders. Another example is, and it's a completely different scale at this point, but Traverse City. They had a film festival that started, oh gosh, maybe 10, 15 years ago now, and it's really helped add to what's going on in the community. I watched as much of the additional information as possible. To note, their links, they put right next to each other. And if you were not careful and could see that, you would put all of it in, and then it would just come up as an error. So it's one of those little tiny details that helps out the people who are reviewing. But when I took the time and separated them out, the information gave a really good context of how this is all evolving. I think this is a little bit of take it what it's worth. The applicant information and talking about the community and the economy, there's a lot of stressing on the strength of school district, which is very important. I'm not sure if that's everyone's experience with that school district. And I didn't get enough time to really evaluate it. I think it's also a snapshot of the school district probably 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And there's so much change that happened. So it was a personal experience with the community rather than kind of working with up-to-date factual information. And for this grant, it was good, but I felt like it gave me why they love the area rather than some concrete information about where they are today. And again, I didn't look up their school district and see their current ratings and see some of their struggles, but it felt like a snapshot from a different time. However, I did think the streamlined identification of the topics for the film festival felt succinct and timely as well, and they're prepared to do some of the work of having hard conversations.
Great. Other comments?
Well, I noticed that they have a national board, and that's totally fine with me. But I wonder if they could ever think about having like a local advisory group or something like that to make sure that the locals stay involved year-round. They do seem to work hard at doing things like the dinner and a movie, Cause of Mondays and stuff, to keep it in front of the community during the year, but maybe just having a local advisory group might be helpful. I thought their idea of rounding up for the festival was a really terrific fundraising idea, which also is an indicator that businesses in the community support them. In their evaluation section, excuse me, they said last year was successful, quote, based on outcomes, but they didn't tell us what the outcomes were. And while I know that presumably this is a long-term thing where people who see the movies may not know what their point of view is for many years, at least there would be some ways, I think, of them finding out whether the movies made any, at least emotional or intellectual difference to the people who are viewing them. And finally, it would be helpful just to know of the 700 people that saw films last year, how many of those were local. That would just be interesting to me in terms of embedding it in the community.
I also noticed that there's the brother-sister team of the director and the coordinator, one local board member, and then three out-of-state board members. It's obviously a passion project for Steve and Evelyn. They did not have any focus groups in year one and no solid plans for a focus group in year two. So I felt they definitely could have more community involvement. And I also made a comment that the links were difficult to follow. Because it's only run 1 year, I guess it's a reason why we don't have all the required financial documentation. We only have 2019. I think a personnel file is incorrectly uploaded in the next financial year section. So I think attention to correctly uploading documents is important in writing a grant. And in many ways, this looks like a project of exceptional quality, but I think the missing documents and the lack of community input and lack of evaluations really detracts from it.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, something that I also noticed is that considering that this is a film festival, neither in the narrative nor in the budget are filmmakers being compensated, so I'm questioning whether or not filmmakers have to pay in to get into the film festival. So I'm just unclear as to how that impacts the bottom line. Obviously, looking at the budget closely, we see that in past years there was personal contributions made to pay for a director, and this, which was paid at a $30,000 level, and now it's being budgeted for $9,000. So I'm just wondering what the difference is as far as the cost on that for this specific year. Like, are they given taking like scope of work, or how is that so significantly lower than last year? What else? There's also, I think for the evaluation portion of it, I think that obviously there's the number of folks that attend the film festival, which is great. But kind of like what Mariel said, of I would like to see just more metrics that gauge more of just bodies in the room. What I will give them compliments on is that they're thinking about ways that tools can be used. They even go into naming a couple specifically. I think it was an app. But they never really go beyond just throwing out ideas and how they're going to make that happen. So I found that to be a little problematic, considering that this is already the second year and they were only able to gauge feedback from staff. So that's more of an internal, I would assume, process-based evaluation rather than impact for the outside community. I do like the fact that programming is available for all ages. And based on how they're allocating marketing expenses, it looks like they are thinking about drawing in outside tourism into that area. So I guess my ultimate question just comes down to, you know, that organization is set out to stop wildlife and human trafficking. So how does this film festival support that at the local level?
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah,
Carmela?
Yeah, just one thing so we keep in mind, besides all these moving parts, you know, the intellectual framework for the project. I think this project, what I find that it makes it so special is that it's a great example of a place-based environmental humanities initiative. This is a term that is, gaining, popularity, this idea of using the arts and the humanities focus of, study of representation, nature, place, and landscape to address contemporary issues related to, the environment. And I film is a great way to do that. I think films really provoke thought. So if they can really refine those tools to gather, what people are thinking after watching this film, it would be a great way to start community conversations.
One of the comments that I put in was they openly admit that they are on a learning curve. So, knowing that, what can the Wisconsin Arts Board do to facilitate mentorships with other organizations that are fairly close so that they can get some understanding of best practices that we're using inside the field at this point? But I do agree that there are key things that they need to figure out a little bit more. But